everybody, to another episode of Thick and Tired. This week, we have a little bit of a different dynamic because Cassidy's on here. She's sick. But we definitely have a boo.
I guess that's what happens.
Damn you,
when
Cassidy.
You had a huge party for your child.
That's what happens. Yeah, kids. She like, what's the word I'm looking for? She like germed herself up with all the little kids. That's not what the word I was looking
not
for.
Not what I thought.
Right.
At least it wasn't bad it. Or anything.
Yeah, we miss her, but you know the show must go on. And what are we gonna do? So, we have a guest star this week, though. So we are super excited, Marissa. Thank you for joining us. We are super excited to have you come on. Why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Well, my name is Marissa. I have a social media page called the New Jersey Plus Size Bride, where I showcase pretty much anything that has to do with plus size bridal, plus size fashion really in general too. I am from New Jersey and I'm visiting Long Island with the lovely girls here and it's been a great experience.
Love a Jersey girl.
We are so happy to have you. Basically every week what we do is we go around and we talk about a fun fact, something that's like just very much like our thing, what we do. This week we want to talk about things like that we do to de-stress ourselves. So Marissa, we're gonna let you go first. What is it that you do on either a daily basis or a weekly basis or what have you to like de-stress yourself and like kind of just like calm your nerves, take yourself like out of Instagram land, out of Facebook, and just kind of like, you know, de-stress?
Yeah, so I mean, wine is a great factor.
Amen.
A nice glass of wine.
Amen.
As we sip our champagne. No, but honestly, I downloaded the Calm app. I don't know if you guys have it or people have heard of it, but it's really awesome. So it's totally free, and I literally just press like the rain option and I just hear pouring rain and I like go into a separate room and I'll tell my husband, like, I'm gonna go listen to my Calm app. He's like, all right, go ahead. And I go in there and I listen for like, honestly, like 10 minutes or so. It's not even like a terrible amount of time. And I sit there for maybe 10 minutes and it's just pouring rain. I'm like, okay, like I'm cool. This is good. Yeah. Like I'm all right. And then I really do that anytime I'm feeling anxious about anything, or if I had like a really rough day at work or like anything like that, I'm like, I just need to take even just 10 minutes and just like sit down.
That's amazing.
And just listen to the rainfall.
Yeah. Absolutely. I don't know about Gia and Leah, but I have the Calm app too, and I do the same thing whenever I'm feeling like anxiety or like anxious at all. I put the rain app on and I will literally fall asleep to it.
Absolutely.
Like it could be hours and I will put that like my earbud in and I am just like, everyone leave me alone, I'm listening, and I'm just kind of like zoning.
It's also
out.
Really good too if you are someone who wakes up in the middle of the night and you can't fall back asleep, like you just hit that rain button and all of a sudden like in like 10-15 minutes you're out like a light.
I feel like that's so impressive though. Like I feel like actually taking the time to just sit down, be still,
meditation.
Yeah, just take a minute. I feel like I love the concept of meditation, but I always find it so impressive when people can actually just sit down and do it.
It's not easy to meditate.
No, and it's a totally new concept to me. Like I never really did it before, but like I figured out, I'm like, okay, like I can't like medicate myself, but I have to do something.
Oh, you're not allowed to do that.
I'm like, I need to do something because I need to, like, I need to stop freaking out about things, or like I need to de-stress because it's just not healthy. Like, and I started to reach a point where I was like, I'm really just going to be in an unhealthy state if I don't do something. So I have to figure something out. And honestly, it's been working.
That's great. Good. A lot of people don't realize that you can, you know, that there are things that you can do to help yourself. So it's fantastic.
Yeah,
that
no,
you
absolutely. Found
and it's as simple as just listening to something.
Yeah.
Can I say,
Leah, you go next then.
There
say.
Is a version. What?
You go next.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a version of the Calm app that's designed for cat people.
Oh, Christ.
Is it just cats meowing?
It's literally just cat themed. So it's the same thing where you listen.
I should have just skipped you.
Are those same people at like the singles bars?
Everyone knows me. Everyone on the podcast knows me. I love my cats.
Marissa, are you a cat person?
I don't have any pets. I had a dog growing up and she was my world pumpkin and she passed. Actually, fun fact, she passed the day before my husband proposed to me. And he actually had to like reconsider what he was going to do because I was beside myself. I mean, it was like probably the worst day of my life. Like I was hysterical, but he had already made plans on what he was going to do. So he actually, I remember he was like trying really hard to get me to go out to dinner. And I'm like, I don't want to go out to dinner. I'm like hysterical. I look a mess. And he's like, I really think we should go out to dinner. And I'm like, I don't want to go out to dinner.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's like, I really think. And I'm like, you know what? Fine. We'll go to dinner. We're going to dinner. So we go and like, I'm having dinner. I'm like, it did help me get it off my mind a little bit. And then, you know, he started acting like kind of strange. And I'm like, what's wrong with this guy? I'm like, I just want to go home. I don't feel good. Like, I'm upset. Right. Like, can we just go home, please? And he kept like kind of prolonging it. And then by the end of it, I kind of figured out what was going on. But it was so funny, like how I was like, I went from like one of the worst days of my life to like the happiest.
I was going
to
say,
you turned it around for you. My mom literally said that to this. She's like, I went from hysterical tears to happy tears. Like, it was, you know.
That's good.
It was really, really interesting story.
Leo, what do you do to de-stress?
Well, I have a lot of things because I am a stressed out bitch. So my number one thing.
Confirmed.
So my number one thing is I love my fitness studio, obviously. Like, I go pretty much every morning, 5 or 6 days a week. And I just 45 minutes, I work out. I have a trainer tell me exactly what I need to do. And I just literally tune out the world. There's no greater like silence to my problems than when I'm at the gym. And I notice a difference. Like, I could wake up like the crankiest motherfucker alive. Mm-hmm. And then I go to the gym and I'm like, wow, everything is amazing. This world is great. I love living.
That sounds terrible.
And then you step out the door and you're like, yeah, never mind.
I've never gotten a feeling like that after working out.
Oh my God.
I don't get that. I don't
because
get
you're not doing
either.
The right workouts then. You're not in like that gym environment, like that community environment. Where
yeah, but not
like,
everybody gets
yeah,
that.
Yeah, some people are like, I just need to work out by myself, or they prefer to be in a group, or like in like a doing class or something.
Like, I like my trainer specifically is like, you can do hard shit. Like, you're amazing. Like, I just hear affirmations the whole class. And then I leave and I'm like, wow, I'm really proud of myself.
I
could do anything.
I just sweat and cry at the gym. I don't know.
Yeah, no. Again, everyone has to each his own.
But then,
Gia, I want to know what yours is. Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I'm done. Leah's done.
Oh.
You know, we all just like back and forth.
You know, I'm not going to lie, guys.
We were like, nope, forget it. Pass. Move on. Fuck this girl.
You know, I was hoping Leah would drop a couple more tips so maybe I could have one.
Okay, so we'll let Leah go again.
Well,
did you not like my first option?
No. Literally no one at the table liked that option.
No. You know, because honestly.
Everyone said.
Pass.
The thing is, if I work out, like I used to go really like hard for runs. Like, I would just go crazy on the hottest day of the summer, go, and it would just like feel so good.
Well, no, that stresses me out.
Oh, I love it. Like, my heart's pounding.
I don't like running.
Nowhere. It's amazing.
Like, I feel I'm going to die.
Oh, I love it. I love that feeling. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, honestly, I feel like I really struggle with managing my stress, and I'm at all times constantly going. And it's so nearly impossible to turn myself off. But I have been enjoying the power of a bath and a bottle of Prosecco or an Australian Merlot.
Well, can I just say, it's a good thing Cassidy isn't here, because you know she has such an opposition to the bathtub.
I know. She does. She hates a bath. But I really do, because I said,
it
honestly...
It is kind of gross if you think about
it. Oh, disgusting!
So, okay, wait a minute. Let's
I'm sorry.
Back up for a second. I have a jetted tub.
I do not.
A jetted tub.
Wait, but I have to, you have to take a shower before you get into it, because then all the oils get stuck in the jets. So like, you can't get, it's not like a bathtub. Like, you can't put soap
and stuff
in it. I take a
shower after.
So like, me and Cassie had this conversation all the time. So I feel like it is a lot of effort, but, and I don't use it every night. It's like, how much do I use it?
I love how you ask me this.
Because I come in and I'm like, oh, I took a bath last night. It's maybe like,
as if
honestly,
she lives in the home
like
and watches.
It's when I'm like super stressed out. It's like a dozen times a year. But yeah, like, I have to get in the shower. I like clean everything. And then I have to, first of all, it takes like 20.
Is this also what you do to de-stress?
Was
this what you had on your list?
No.
Oh.
It wasn't actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I take about like literally a 2-hour bath. I'm watching Grey's Anatomy. I'm watching Survivor.
Are you in there with your iPad?
I don't have an iPad.
What, do you got a TV in there?
Oh, I'll tell you what
I
do.
It's like Trump Hotel.
I have a very... Oh.
It's like the Taj Mahal.
The setup I'm about to tell
house.
You is nowhere near the Taj Mahal. I go in, I light candles, turn all the things off.
Is this jetted?
No.
Okay,
the jets don't work. So I'm like, eh. Like, it just won't go. And I don't know. You know what? I don't know. Anyways. So I go in, I bring my laptop down there. My laptop doesn't hold a charge for more than 25 minutes, so I have to have it plugged in the whole time. Then I stack it on top of a new thing of paper towels, because there's always like a...
Do the paper towels get wet? I'm
heck
lost.
No, it's in like, you go to the store and you buy like a thing of paper towels, and we always just have one there.
Pause.
So I use it at
this
the table.
This sounds very much to me like a Final Destination situation. What's that movie?
Well, it's not in my
what's
bathtub.
That, what's
it's
that
next
movie?
To my tub.
Final Destination?
Isn't that
you're not
when they
putting
all,
it in
like,
the bathtub,
gonna
right?
Die?
With plugged in?
It's outside the tub.
Okay.
It's outside the tub. Then I have the bottle next to it.
I, you know what? She lost me like 10 minutes ago. I don't know.
Yeah. That's usually what happens. No, I'm not surprised.
I'm so sorry.
I'm not surprised.
I totally
okay, did. Corinne? Yep. What's yours?
I don't even remember anymore. So the Rain app, 100%. Use it all the time. I am like an avid music listener. If I don't have my AirPods in and I'm not listening to music, I am a cranky person. Even when I'm back, I have one AirPod in. I'm usually listening to music. And then I used to be better at meditating, like where I could put myself in that state. But I have to say the last, I would say 8 months, maybe 9 months, I've been having a harder time like getting myself into like a full, like, completely like zen space. So I use my crystals, I light some candles, and I tell the kids do not come in my room. And I haven't done that in a long time though, so I really need to get back to that. But it's usually music.
Yeah. Feel like I've really been like missing out on the whole crystal vibe recently. I haven't been doing it. Marissa, are you like a crystal girly? What's the vibe?
Do I look like a crystal girly? No,
I don't know. Honestly, you never know.
No,
I people differently sometimes.
And no, quite honestly, like when it comes to things like that, if I'm not educated on it, I don't like to speak on it because I don't know what I'm talking about, and I really don't know much about it. Quite honestly,
It's valid.
So it's not fair for me to say like what works for other people because I don't know the first thing that I'm talking about.
I'm only like a beginner. Like if you ask me like what the crystals mean, I have no idea. I go to the little shop of crystals across the street and I tell her I'm very stressed out, I feel a lot of negative energy, and I pray a lot too, but like because my mom is like a firm believer that you need to pray, so I'm like, okay, I'm trying to make my mother happy, and I don't want her to think that I'm going to hell or anything like that. So I just asked Melissa and I'm like, what can I do to like, you know, get like negative energy out of my life? And she'll be like, oh, take this one, and I'll be like, fabulous, great. And then I have a book that I barely read it, but I try. Gotta try everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, Marissa, we know you're from New Jersey, but I want to hear more about you. Like, this podcast is kind of like centered around you because you're our guest star today.
Tell us.
So what do you do like for a living? What are you doing here? Tell everyone.
Okay, perfect. All great questions. So for a living, I'm actually a hospice coordinator and educator. So what I do is set up hospice for patients and their families. I also travel to various hospitals and doctor's offices and do presentations and provide education on hospice. It's a very misunderstood resource that a lot of people just don't realize are available to them. So I just spend my day doing that. It's a really, it's a great field to be in. I've been doing it about 8 to 10 years now. So it's really a great job. I enjoy it. How did I get into bridal? Great question. So the true story is I was driving home one day and like almost literally across the street, I see this bridal shop being built. And I was like, I'd always really liked bridal. I've always really liked the idea of a wedding in general. You can call me a little bit obsessed. Even before I was engaged, I was kind of like, ooh, I like this. Like, I kind of vetted a lot of different things. So I quite literally just walked in there one day and I said, are you guys hiring? And they're like, yeah, we are actually. And I was like, okay. I was like, well, I think I want to do this. I want to try. Like, I just want, you know. And I went in and I was like doing it part time. And I was like, this is kind of cool. I was like, I think I really like this. And then my own wedding myself, like really, I'd say kind of changed my life because I just so much like fell in love with weddings and bridal and everything that had to do with it. I didn't really get into like the plus size portion of it until like after my wedding, until I realized like kind of what happened to me. And then when I was working at the shop, you know, I had the opportunity to try on a few gowns, and it went over kind of well. You know, there wasn't just like a lot of representation of plus size bridal, at least in that area. Yeah. So I started my own page, and I was like, you know what? I was like, maybe I should like do this. So I started a page, and people seemed to kind of like it. And then I was like, okay. I was like, well, this is kind of cool. This is kind of fun. So I started doing it on the side. You know, I still work my Monday to Friday, like every other person. But I was trying to do research on as many, you know, plus size shops as possible because I felt like we weren't talking about this enough. There wasn't enough representation. Right. The store itself that I was working for, so many people didn't even know that they carried like size 32 samples. Like, you know, and then you can order up to 34, and like that's considerable. And then it wasn't until after the fact, like I didn't even know that when I got my wedding dress, I didn't know that they carried that. So I felt like I needed to put the word out there, not just for that store, but all stores, like, hey, like if you live in this area, you should go here, and here's why. And it's really something that I've been enjoying. And that's really how that goes.
Yeah, you seem to really love it.
And I do.
You just like have so much confidence to you. Like as soon as you walked in, you're like, you were so bubbly and just outgoing and like, I'm ready, like put me in any dress. And I wanted to actually ask you like how you channel that. Like is that something you always had? Is that something that you might not even have that is just like you're portraying?
I don't want to say it's a facade because it's not necessarily a facade, but like just I hope everybody understands that social media really can be a disease. So what you see is not always what you get. The other thing too is like I was bullied relentlessly as a kid. I am someone who has always struggled with my weight. I've been teeny tiny, I've been gigantic, and I've been somewhere in between. My bullying got me to a point where I didn't have a choice but to just love myself and be confident, because if I didn't do that, there would be a serious problem. And I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to sit here and say that every day is great.
Right.
2023 in general was a really rough year for me. Like, I had the wedding of my dreams in 2022, and, you know, things started to go wrong in 2023, and, like, mentally I struggled a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, everything you see on social media, like, things might seem great, but they aren't always, you know, and that goes for anybody.
Can I say I relate to you so much on that, like, after wedding, it's just kind of like was a low for me,
yeah,
where like I didn't even recognize myself, yeah, anymore in a mirror. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, like everything changed in my life, mm-hmm, after. So I can totally relate to what,
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, I think
about
there's that. This idea that like once you get married, it's like all sunshines and fairy tales
perfect
and everything. It's like, oh, great. And like, you know, everyone seems to think like, okay, so here's what you do. You get married and then you buy a house and then you have a kid and then everything is peachy perfect. And I've certainly found out that that is not the way everything goes.
Yeah,
But that's life, you know, and everybody's got something that they're going through. So I just try to keep that in mind, especially as somebody who was bullied so much. And I try to just, you know, keep to myself when it comes to that, because I still hold a lot of resentment for people who, like, have, you know, said terrible things to me, did terrible things to me. Like, it's kind of crazy. Like, I'm out there. Like, I've had people message me, like, oh, like, you look so great. Like, you know, this and that and whatever. I'm like, so where were you in eighth grade when you were, like, literally, like,
yeah,
making,
yep,
fun of me and,
exactly,
telling me I was fat and this and,
yeah,
that. But, like, you know, like, yeah, could I sit here and say, oh, we're adults now. Like, we can get over it. Sure, I could say that. But there's a lot of things that still really sit with me that, like,
yeah,
really effectively on a mental level.
I think a lot of people don't realize the words, especially when they're kids.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, you have to think about, like, where did that come from? Like,
sure,
do their parents make fun of overweight people?
Right.
Like, what happened in that household that they felt that it was okay to,
mm-hmm,
say anything negative about a plus-size person?
Yeah.
I want to quickly just talk about, like, you did a couple of the dresses, and you were kind of, like, went viral on Maggie.
Yeah.
Maggie Sotero, the designer.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk a little bit about, like, the different thing, like, comments and, like, things like that that you were asked or said? Because I feel like that's a big thing, because we get a very mixed audience, like, when we post pictures. And some of it can be just mentally, like, they can wreck you, and it's just,
yeah,
it's hard.
It's like
to,
another form
to,
of bullying.
It,
oh,
is,
yeah,
it is.
Absolutely.
It's an internet
so,
bullying.
So, I mean, that's the thing, too. Like, I knew when I made this page, like, I knew for a fact, I'm like, there's going to be people that are going to be really fucking mean to me. Like, and I'm
right.
Gonna, I knew I had to, like, mentally prepare myself for that. I actually, like, I knew that Maggie had asked to use the footage, but
yeah,
I didn't know when they were going to do anything. So, quite literally, one day they posted it,
oh,
and
wow,
my phone was like, ding, 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 ding. And I was like, what is going on? And then I looked and I was like, oh my God, that's me. And then it was just a barrage of comments. It was
right,
like people arguing with one another. Like,
yeah,
some people were like, she looks hideous. And like, a part of me was like, I shouldn't read these comments, right? Because they're going to make me upset. But then like, I saw this army of people coming. They're like, okay, like, what are you doing in your spare? And they were like going back and forth. I'm like, wow, you people have so much damn time on your hands. You're arguing
it's really
over
amazing,
somebody
isn't it?
You've never met in your life over a video, you know? And I think that was a tough one for me because, you know, although that particular gown was, you know, beautiful and I felt beautiful in it, other people clearly just didn't feel the same way. And it took a lot out of me. I mean, the comments were like in the thousands. And I'm just like, who are these thousands of,
yeah,
people sitting here commenting on my body and what I look like and this and that? So that was like a big moment for me. That was when I think things kind of changed when it came to the social media page. And I was like, okay, like I was getting a little bit more attention, I guess. But like some of it was like good attention. Some of it was bad attention. I had somebody message me, truthfully, sent me a DM and said, there's no way you're actually married in real life. You must have hired an actor as your husband. And my husband's like, I mean, I'm right here. Like, I don't know what you're talking. And I certainly don't get paid. So, and I was like,
he's
wow,
probably
like
actually, she cost me a lot of money.
Because yeah, my husband would say, yeah, I'm sure he can attest.
Like,
that,
I actually,
yeah,
had to pay for this.
Yeah.
Spend.
In fact, I paid for this.
Yeah. So, you know, it was a really eye-opening moment. But like I said, I had to mentally prepare myself because I knew that when I started this page, like, it wasn't going to be all sunshine and rainbows. And it's certainly not. There's definitely days, honestly, where I wake up, I'm like, what the hell am I doing? Like, this is stupid, right?
Yeah.
Like, I actually even said the other night when something like went wrong as I was packing and getting ready for this, And I was just like, why am I even doing this? Like, this is so stupid. And then, like, after I listened to my calm app, I finally got back together, got myself back together. But it's definitely tough. And I think that it's important for people to understand that even though things look great on social media, just right. know that there's a real person behind those videos and there pictures is. And stuff.
And I think a lot of those people, I mean, pardon the reference, but I think a lot of those people are just old hags that are not yeah. happy with themselves. And they're very insecure with themselves. Yeah. And they just feel the need to comment on everything. I remember when... they posted yeah. because we follow Maggie's Tarot yeah. all the time. Yeah. I remember when they posted and I was like, this girl's like blowing up on here. Like, this yeah. is crazy. And then going through like all the different comments and just being like, this is insane. And then you had so many people that came to the defense as
yeah,
well.
Like,
so
it was like, arguing there was, amongst
yeah,
each other.
Amongst each other and being like, wow. you know, she looks beautiful. I personally thought you looked beautiful. Well, you know, I'm a firm believer in wear what makes you feel good. Sure. So mm-hmm. I don't, but we also have a plus size bridal shop. So yeah. it's not, you know.
And we've also had a whole entire day of creating content and every dress we
looks
have
beautiful
put Marissa
on, you.
On.
Like, literally. Yeah.
Out of this world, yeah. I want to scream every time she puts a dress on.
We're really glad that you didn't back out.
Well, no, really. Well, because I think
that I didn't lose my mental mind.
Yeah, they didn't lose it.
Well, because it can be hard. Because, you know, even I feel like when you're just having, like, you know, like a tough day or you're feeling sad, you kind of go through, cry it out, and then you go, am I being a little dramatic right now? I think it's so important, like you said, kind of give yourself that credit to believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Whether it's accepting the fact that, okay, you know what, I'm going to put myself out there in this way. I know it's going to happen and I accept that that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It does hurt. It is painful.
Sure.
And then you take that and you're able to be like, you know what? Now I slay. Right. You know, and you're able to turn it into that yes. energy shift.
And I just have to say, you're doing a phenomenal job because to me, I was like, this girl has it all. Like, she's super confident. Like,
yeah, you're not exuding anything else but confidence.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
I think that's phenomenal.
Thank you so much.
I know we were all talking earlier, and I want to kind of touch down on, like, wedding planning because I know that you guys were kind of going back and forth, and we had, like, a similar, like, I heard Leah was telling me. Yeah. Did you have, like, problems or any troubles with, like, wedding planning, vendors? Like, how was it when you were, like, approaching vendors and being like, hey, I want to hire you for my wedding?
So, before your media presence, correct?
Yeah, this was all pre- yeah, this I didn't start doing any of this. I didn't start doing it until after my wedding.
Okay.
Yeah.
So and just remind us, what, you got married in 2022?
Yes, October of 2022.
Okay, and then Maggie dropped that, what, in the fall of 23?
Fall of 23, because I started the page in November of 23. Okay, so it was probably like November or December that happened.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, it's kind of funny because I didn't know that this was happening initially. I was very naive. When it came to wedding planning, I don't want to say money wasn't an object, but like I knew that I wanted like the best of the best. Like I
yeah,
was
yeah.
like
it's your wedding.
Following all these vendors that had like millions of followers and all this stuff, and I was like, I want that. Like I like this like absurd hair and absurd makeup, and I was like, yep, that's what I want. Like, I want to look exactly like
Jersey
that.
Jersey girl.
Yes, like, absolutely ridiculous. So I would message all of these vendors and, like, this and that, and, like, I just wouldn't hear back. I went as far as, like, there was one girl who was super popular. I'm not going to name anyone's names, but she was very popular. And she didn't open, I remember specifically, because we got engaged in 2020, and she was opening her books for the fall, for 2022 in January, like, the new year. So,
right.
So everyone's, like, popping their champagne for the new year, and I'm like, nope, it's midnight. I need to go, like, book her. Like, yeah. I was literally that person. I was like, because I so badly wanted to be on her, you know, be on her list.
Right.
And I never heard back, and I was like, okay, like eventually I found like really great vendors and really great people. But it was a common thread that I realized like the big name people weren't getting back. And I was like, okay, I was like, well, maybe they're just busy or something like that.
Right.
And then I made friends with a really awesome person in the industry who I'm still friends with. And she actually helped out at my wedding. And she goes, hey, she's like, you know, I want to bring something to your attention. And I said, yeah. And she's like, I didn't want to tell you during the process because you were a client, but now that you're a friend, I would like to tell you. And I was like, what's up? She goes, you know what I think happened to you? Because I told her about what was, you know, they didn't answer me. She's like, well, you know that a lot of these big name vendors, like they have people that vet your Instagram and your social. I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah. She's like, so what they do is they actually have a person who will go through your social media and see if you fit the quote unquote aesthetic that they're trying to provide. Yeah. And I was like, that's not a thing. Are you serious?
It's a thing.
And I was like, that's not a thing. And I was so naive to that concept. And then I thought about it and I looked back and I was like, okay, some of the things that happened with some of our vendors, like not reposting us, not posting our wedding day pictures, whatever, it started to make sense to me. So I asked one more person. It was just someone that I knew in a professional level. And I said, hey, can I ask you a question? I'm like, is this a thing? And she's like, well, I can tell you that I have had clients before who have asked me to reach out to particular vendors because I have a, you know, connection or I know them very well because I've been doing it. and they will ask for a picture of the couple before they agree to taking on the client.
Right.
Because they need to make sure, well, they want to make sure that the particular person fits the aesthetic. And I was like, I'm sorry, that's absolutely fucking ridiculous. Like, I don't understand any of that. And I was blown away that this was happening. And then I realized, no one's talking about this. Like, no. Why are we tight-lipped about this? Why is no one saying this is a problem? And why is nobody going to vendors who have 20,000 or whatever it is? Why are you not doing this? Why is every single girl that you have there teeny tiny blonde hair, blue-eyed, right. or what have you?
Yeah.
Like, why am I different? Because of my weight? Do I look different? Like, I don't fit what you expect to be.
Yeah. So it's not aesthetically pleasing.
Right.
So when they're trying to make their Instagram pages and everything like that, we follow a lot of vendors online, and it's, you know, there's some of them, yes, that will include, but there are a lot of them that if you look at their page, it is what's about pleasing to the people out there, and they're not going to put plus size people on their website because it just doesn't look aesthetically
pleasing. It was truly like, I was so naive to that concept. I did not know that was a thing. And like,
that's been going on for decades.
Yeah. And now I feel like, okay, like we need to talk about this. Like we need some sort of platform. And I do kind of talk about it on my page a little bit, but we need to talk about this, about why this is not okay, because why do I need to feel any differently than someone else who, you know, my wedding was just as beautiful in my opinion as the next person's.
Yeah.
You know, so why is it that we don't get to feel that same type of, you know, energy or appreciation or anything like that? And it was really just kind of blew my mind a little bit. And that's how I kind of got more involved in my page and stuff like that, talking about these types of issues.
Yeah. It's really crazy. I mean, I know, like I said before, when I was reaching out to like different vendors for my wedding, there were so many, and I was giving ample time in the beginning,
right.
And being like, okay, well, you know, can you do my hair? Can you do my makeup or what it is? And then it was the same thing. And they were like, oh no, we can't. And I'm like, how? Like, I don't, like, we're so far away. Like what? But it didn't click.
Right.
Like as.
It didn't occur to me until after the fact. And then I looked back and I was like, okay, that probably does make sense. It's not okay. But I understand it.
Yeah.
That it's occurring. And now I understand going forward, like educating other brides and stuff like that. Like, hey, listen. And that's another thing too. Like, really take the time to research your vendors and the people that you want to use. Just because they have 15 million followers, it doesn't mean they're doing the best work.
Yes.
You know, people can purchase their followers. People can, you know, do a lot of things to make their
look
work
at engagement.
Look. Right. Exactly. So there's, I highly recommend making sure you do your research and not just looking at Instagram numbers and making sure that this person is a good match for you, because just because they have a huge following, maybe their photography is not what you're looking for, or maybe their makeup style is not what you're looking for. And you're just using them for, I don't know, clout. Is that the word the kids use these days?
Yeah. Who the heck knows?
Well, you keep track of the words. I have to say, makeup is so hard because everyone is using those apps to like change the way you look. And I said to Corinne, I don't know if I talked about this on the podcast ever, but for my wedding, she posted my makeup and everything, and I sent Corinne the page and the picture of myself, and I said, I don't know who this girl is, but that's not me, because it didn't look like me at all. I was like, she face apped me to death. I don't know who I am. And I was just kind of like, I felt like I was fooled and tricked into booking her, because I was like, look at her work, she's phenomenal. And then here I go, and literally I just found out that all of her like pictures on her Instagram were completely face apped. And that's not to say I didn't like my makeup that day. I thought my makeup was phenomenal. I'm like, you didn't need to do anything to my face, but I didn't look like me. So it's kind of like, you really have to do some research. You can't just go willy-nilly and trust anybody.
Yeah. It's horrible. Also have to, with photographers, I will say, if you are a plus size woman, not all photographers know how to do poses for plus size women. Mm-hmm. And there is a difference. I don't care what anybody says. There are things that you, angles and stuff, that you need a good photographer that understands how to pose.
And make you look your best.
Right, exactly. Yeah, to make you look your best. We've had lots of photographers that we've even worked at with the store. And I'm like, okay, you clearly don't know how to pose plus size women, and that is an issue. And then they can literally make you look, it's just, I don't want to say the F word, unflattering. I'm going to say it. I'm sorry. I know, but it's just, what do you do? I don't know. Is there another word we're supposed to use?
No, but I remember you saying you don't feel like that.
It's just not nice. Yeah. Do I say it's not nice?
It's It is. No, yeah. I know what you want to say, and I completely understand that. Like,
how? Like, I don't know how else to say
it's
it.
Like, you on look, anyone. If you get someone's weird angle.
Weird angle. Yeah, it could be anyone.
Or, like, sometimes, you know, like, when you're trying to, like, take an actual picture and you take it by accident, you yep. weren't ready, like, and you're like, ooh,
You're like, oh, God, that's like, terrible. Take it again. Yeah. Like, does it's nobody not, look yeah. not, does yeah. like, I don't know. I don't get it.
You don't look so as statuesque weird. As you could.
I like statuesque.
Statuesque.
Hmm.
I don't know if I've ever looked statuesque in my life, but whatever.
I don't know. I like walk down the stairs, and every day my mother goes, "You're so statuesque."
I mean, Gia, you're like 5'11", and like,
I'm like,
all right, Lady Liberty, like, listen.
I know. And I do tower over this
Lady Liberty.
So then, let's talk about your actual wedding day. Yes. Did you have did everything go perfectly as according to plan?
Absolutely
or did
not.
You, no. Did you? What were the mishaps? Were they like?
So
big,
the first
small?
Thing I the first thing I'll say about that is that I don't care who you are, what you do, you need to hire at the very least a month of coordinator or a day of coordinator or both. 110%. My wedding planner / coordinator that I privately hired literally single-handedly saved my wedding.
Oh my gosh.
Single-handedly saved my wedding. So unfortunately, we got a call from our best man during our rehearsal. We were actually on our way to the venue. And he's calling us in the car. And I'm like, okay, he's probably just telling us that he's here. So our best man was also our officiant. And he's like, guys. And we're like, yeah, I'm like, what's up? He goes, guys, I have COVID. And I was like, all right, bro, whatever. See you in a minute. Oh, like, are you kidding me? Like, I really thought he was joking. And he's like, no, guys, I'm like, I'm being very serious. I just tested positive. It lit up like a light. And I was like, I was quite literally pulling into the venue. And I was like,
I'm the officiant too.
Yeah. So I was like, wow. Okay.
That's crazy.
Well, 2022, there was like this big surge again in the fall of COVID. Yep. Everyone was dealing with that, I feel like.
Yeah.
I heard it, like, everywhere.
So I walked into the venue, and I saw my coordinator, and I was just, like, panicking. I was, like, shaking. And she's like, what's wrong? And I told her. And when I tell you, this girl was calm as a cucumber. She was like, okay, well, we'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. And I'm just like, oh, no, what are we going to do? I was like, I didn't cry, but I was, like, very near tears. I didn't know what to do. When I tell you, she was like, don't worry about it. And Kel, if you're listening, love you to death. Because if you're in the Tri-State area, gifted events, Kelly, absolutely have to use her. She single-handedly saved my wedding. She's incredible. She actually got one of our other groomsmen ordained like within a day.
That's
like 24
insane.
Hours.
Oh my gosh.
And we're like, all right, we're good.
Actually,
she experienced.
My bad.
So we ended up just rearranging the groomsmen a little bit. And my dad accidentally broke a table. That was fun, but
a table.
But wait, was this like a New Jersey Housewives fight that broke up?
No,
damn it, forget it. Then
we weren't doing engaged 19 times.
We're here for the date.
Was he dancing on a table?
No, he was not. It was not really his fault, and I'm not going to fault the venue for this, but it was kind of their fault. No, but
it is their table, so
it's their table. Sure.
No, it was one of those tables. It was like a side table, and there's like a round glass piece, and they're supposed to be clipped. And it was not clipped. He literally just hit his leg on it and it shattered. But here's what I'm going to tell you about having a wedding planner. I had absolutely no idea this occurred until way after. Ugh. So I saw her quickly run out of the room. I had no idea this happened. My dad was freaking out. My mom was freaking out. I had no idea. I was calm as a cucumber because she was calm. And she's like, well, she just handled it.
Right.
Like, you need an advocate on that day to help you with every aspect. And 100%. It drives me nuts when people say, oh, well, my venue has a coordinator. Okay, but your venue coordinator cares about your venue. Your private coordinator cares about you as a bride. They are there from day one. She was there from first thing in the morning to, like, 11 o'clock at night. You know, like, they're absolute rock stars. You need to hire one. You absolutely need to hire one.
Yeah, it's very important. I agree. Yeah.
Too bad Cassidy's not here because she would love you.
That's what she does.
Wonderful.
So yeah, she Cassidy's is. Yeah, big. She'd be.
I am always an
advocate
for that. I will always advocate for that.
Yeah.
All right. Do we do thick and tired?
I
mean,
think so. Yeah, we're all.
I feel like it's
like
about that time.
35 minutes into this, I wanted to make this a mini episode, like a little, you know, nothing crazy,
yeah.
All right.
But so I think it was great.
I think so.
All right. Gia, start us off. What's your thick and what's your tired this week? You know you have them.
Good question. I can always come up with them on the fly. For funnies, I'll say my thick. You're going to be listening to this after the fact. But my thick is this Saturday's 420. I need to watch the Bob Marley movie. I haven't seen it yet, but it's streaming now.
Are you going to be higher than a kite this weekend, Gia?
Well, I'm actually going to Westchester to visit my friend, and we're going to be playing tennis. So and
yes. Oh, tennis is my favorite.
The answer was yes.
We'll be playing tennis in the garden and giggling in the garden. Myself, and then I'll be back. But my tired of the week.
Okay.
Sciatica pain.
Gia, how old are you?
I am not even 25 yet. Yep. Give me another
that's
month.
That's my thought. Just wait.
But you both had that. Didn't you have it?
I've had this pain.
I got it in my 20s.
Okay, yeah, so here's
I've
the thing.
I've had it since literally I was so young.
I'll maybe get like back pains from like if I do something wrong in the gym, which is why I love having my trainers now. But like that's when I get back pain. Mm-hmm. But besides that, like Justin, my husband, has the worst back pain
tall.
Ever.
Oh
is that what it is?
Yes.
See, I'm short.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So I don't really I didn't know that issue.
Yeah, so people with like with these long limbs, especially when I was growing, it's just you're at least I am.
I'm a flailer, so I just throw my body around and my muscles ache, my back hurts. But I think it
I'm
is something
need
about
video
being tall.
Of this flailing around.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Justin, gravity or whatever, but it's something about those limbs, man. It's about having long limbs.
So Justin would die if he didn't have his monthly acupuncture. It's like when we're like 3 weeks after his acupuncture, he's like miserable. I'm like, don't talk to me. But he compares himself to those gas station. Like,
oh my god, yes.
Oh my god.
The flailing. Does
the guy flapping in the
balloon
wind.
Men?
Does he prefer acupuncture? Did he ever go to like a chiropractor?
So actually, and I've gone to this acupuncture guy too. And
oh yeah, you did that for the wedding.
For the wedding. I mean, I don't have significant back pain like he does. And he also is in the military, so he deals with a lot of like...
He's a brawny man.
Yeah, so he has a lot of ailments. But he goes religiously, where I've gone just a couple times like here and there. If I ever like... tweak something I'll go but he prefers acupuncture over everything else, like it's the only thing that helps him, and then he's like can you rub my back.
I can't
but
that's
yeah
so interesting.
Interesting
yeah it is. I keep telling you need to try the acupuncture.
I've heard really good things about acupuncture.
I
never really like took the leap to like actually do it.
It's a good stress reliever. Right before the wedding they put like these things in my ears like pressure points, and they were like if you're ever stressed out just touch this.
And I was like
and I was like okay, and it actually was like it was just like on the top of my ear, and they were just like
she's all night. That's why she was touching her ears the whole night.
Yeah,
what's your thick and tired, Leah?
Okay, so I am thick on the fact that my birthday was probably the best one yet.
Aww.
This past week.
Well, happy belated.
What do you mean? What
it was not.
Why?
Your mother wasn't here. We had a whole freaking podcast
about
it.
Yeah, but
it
turned itself around.
Okay, well, I didn't cry on my birthday this year, which is yay.
I'm clapping. I don't know why I'm clapping, but I'm going to clap for you.
So, I don't know. I just felt like every other year I was just like, I feel like something's missing. I was upset that my mom wasn't here, but like Justin made it the best ever. I was just like really grateful to be surrounded by so many friends and family. Like everyone showed up, and like my friends, we did a paint night the night before, like we rang in my birthday, and then, you know, I just felt spoiled by everybody, and that I feel like never happens. Like I always find a reason to be upset, and this year I was just like, everything's great.
So
I have a lot of things I'm tired of. I actually have a lot of things.
Oh,
God.
The most tragic of all things that happened this past week was my air fryer broke last night mid-sweet potato fry.
Mid-fry.
Yes. Oh okay. And then I was, like, crying, and I yelled at Justin because I was like, this is your fault. Because
did he jinx it?
No, because he said I wanted to put it on our registry, and he was like, we have an air fryer. I'm like, this thing's, like, 10 years old. It's about to go. And he was like, no, don't put that on the registry. And I was like, fine. So I yelled at him.
Go to Costco.
Yeah, my mom's buying me one.
Oh,
I'm so not shocked.
She's actually already ordered one and sent it to us.
Is there a follow-up to this tired here?
Well, I'm also tired of acne. I'm so sick of it. I don't know why. I'm like, I'm an adult. I never had acne as a child. I think
show the class.
Your face looks gorgeous.
Look at this.
Don't show the class.
That's fine.
Listen, if my makeup wasn't so heavy right now, you would absolutely
But
see.
I just don't
Maybe
understand.
It's the weather, because I have them too.
I don't know what it is. It's just getting worse and worse as I'm aging, and I thought it's supposed
Shut up,
to get better. Yeah, Gia.
Sorry.
Just wait till you're 27. Maybe you'll start getting
I'm
going to
follow up with you in about
I'm
10
literally
going to
throw
like,
up.
And we're going to turn around and just
I don't know how old you are, Marissa, but if I have to hear these two say, just wait till you're 27 one more time.
You're gonna hear it.
I'll be 31 this year.
So. Oh well, you look younger than that.
oh, well, I'll take that as a compliment that my gray's recovered, so.
Yeah. So she's a lot younger than me.
Yeah, I have not been able to, like, pinpoint an age for you all day. I don't know how old this girl
I mean, nobody
is,
asked me.
You don't know. Some people are strange.
Oh, well, I don't care.
I'm going to cry.
I feel like one day I'll get there and start lying about it. But...
Wait, did you say you're older tired?
Yeah.
It's acne.
Acne. Oh, and the air fryer. Okay. All right, two A's.
Okay. Marissa, what's your thick and tired?
My thick is, so I said before that 2023 was like a really, really rough year for me.
Yeah.
So I kind of like affirmed in 2024 that I was like, I was going to get a lot of things in order. And there was a lot of different components to that. But I kept saying, I was like, I just need one thing to go right. Yep. If one thing goes right, then I feel like we'll finally start to be on the right track. And finally, my wonderful husband is starting a brand new job on Monday. And yay! I'm super proud of him.
Congratulations.
I am super, super proud of him. He's worked so hard for so many years. He's a landscape contractor. He's now moving into a management position. Ooh, he's worked his butt off for years.
Will you travel to Long Island?
My husband's like,
yeah.
So
perfect.
He is, I mean, I'm really hired. So proud of him. So, you know, he's been working hard for so many years, and, you know, we've been struggling with a lot of other things. You know, we've been trying to buy a house and all this, you know,
it's a
lot.
Thing. Mm-hmm.
You know,
house thing is hard.
Oh my God.
Okay. I'm in that boat too. And I stress about it every day.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're never buying a house.
It's you just, will. It will just happen. I don't know why it
well,
happens.
Well, that's what I'm feeling like. I'm like, yes. Okay. So one good thing finally happened, right? He landed this great job. Like now, okay. Like now that happened. Mm-hmm. Now the other things need to come. You know, yes. And they're going to come slowly. Like I'm accepting that they're going to come slowly.
Rolling.
But I was like, I remember saying to myself in 2023, I'm like, something has to happen because I can't do this anymore. Like it's something has to happen. And finally, things are moving along. So that's
and it
good.
Will snowball.
Yeah, eventually. So I've been working on my patience too. I used to be someone who was like, nope, I want it now. It has to happen. This and that. And now I'm like, all right, like. I don't love waiting, but like I'm getting better with accepting that I have to be patient.
Patience is a virtue.
Things
that's
will
what
happen.
They say.
Yeah.
I don't really have much, but whatever.
Yeah. Me either. Justin terrible. Said to me the other day, he's like, patience is a virtue because he turned on Netflix and it was taking too long to load. I was like, what the fuck is going on? He's like, it's me. Relax.
Wait, Marissa, what are you tired of this week?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, tell
so,
me.
She is like, shut up, Leah. Marissa, tell us you're tired.
I get you.
So my tired is a really important one, guys, and it's a little bit of a deep one, but this needs to be talked about.
I want
to
hear it.
I need to advocate, other than bridal stuff, we need to advocate for fair healthcare and treatment for all body types.
Period.
Good. Period. Yes,
I am
agree.
So sick and tired of fighting with insurance companies. I'm sick of changing doctors. So, I mean, you know, my husband and I have been struggling with infertility, and... there are so many doctors who simply just won't treat me.
How many times have they told you it's because of weight?
Oh, 100%. So they kind of sort of diagnosed me with PCOS. They weren't like 100% sure. I'm like, that's nice. So like, maybe. So they're like, well, we're going to treat you for it anyway. Literally, they're like, just lose weight, you know, come back to us and we'll see. So I called them back in 6 months and they said, and I'm like, okay, like I was all excited. I lost some weight. I was like, cool. Like, this is great. Went back to the doctor and I said, okay, so like, what's the next step? I'm like, I'm thinking like, okay, cool. And they said, we'll just keep up the good work. And I was like, I'm sorry.
Wait, do you actually have PCOS? Because I feel like that's a go-to
for
them
now.
So
here's the
thing.
I do have some symptoms of PCOS. However, my period has always been normal. I've really never missed anything irregular. Mm-hmm. My ovaries were unremarkable on the ultrasounds. Mm-hmm, I do get like dry patch skin and redness. And I do sometimes get, you know, like hairs and stuff like inappropriate hairs. Mm-hmm. But that's really the only symptoms that I have. So I finally found a doctor that would actually listen to me. And he actually told me, he's like, you know, I'm kind of on the fence about it. I'm not 100% sure. But I remember with this other doctor, you know, she actually said the worst to me. She goes, you know, fertility is, you know, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And I said, well, you're not even letting me register for the race. So what am I supposed to do here? And they literally said, you know, and I asked her, I said, so there's literally no treatment options for me. She's like, I'm really sorry. Yeah. I really am sorry. And I was just like, all right, cool. So I started researching and finding a doctor that would be like more inclusive. Mm-hmm. And the doctor said he was much more inclusive. He's like, look, I'm not going to prevent you from treatment. Do I want your weight to be a little bit lower? Sure. But I'm not going to prevent you from treatment. Right. So, you know, now we're just on that journey. But we just like, I need more of that inclusivity in healthcare. Like, you basically told me I'm too fat to be a mom. And that, like, that hit me like a ton of bricks. And I was like, wow. I was like, so my weight is preventing me from being a mother? Like, I don't even know that because I lost the weight that you asked me to, and also not pregnant. So what's the problem? And you won't treat whatever the problem is. So we need to do better as a society, and we need to advocate for fair healthcare and fair treatment, no matter what your size is. Being turned away from treatment due to your size is just like mind blowing to me.
Yeah.
Like, and I just don't think it's fair. Like, yes, I'm fully understanding that being a specific weight is crucial for a healthy pregnancy. I get that. But if I can't even get there to get to that point, how are we supposed to move forward? And I just, like, I'm so sick of fighting with insurance companies. I'm so sick of fighting with, to get things covered. Like, oh, it's, you have to try, you know, X amount of months of this before you can be covered for this. And it's like, what am I paying my health insurance for then?
Right.
Like, I, when I first tried to get one medication for myself, to the woman says to me, she's like, okay, that'll be $586. I said, I'm sorry, is that American dollars? Like, what?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh yeah, that your insurance covered like half of it. And I was like, I'm sorry. I was like, I'm gonna have to call you back.
Right.
Yeah. I like, what? And like, it was just crazy to me. And then I like called the insurance. I was like fighting with them, and they only covered a portion. Crazy. We should not have to go through this. Yeah. We already put so much money into our health insurance, and we need treatment. We need medication. We need care. Like, I don't care how much you weigh. I need care. Like, we need care.
Not for nothing, overweight people have babies all the time, so.
Right. And it's not for nothing, this isn't like a foreign thing. And like, not for nothing, I'm really sorry to like say this, but like, crackheads on the street get pregnant all the time. Like, so, that are clearly way unhealthier than me.
How are you going to sit here and tell me
that because I'm overweight, I can't be a mother, but then you have people, you know, babies that are born addicted to drugs.
Yeah.
Like, 100%. I mean, that's kind of
wild. Well, can I just say something?
Yeah.
Gynecologists, I hate them all. So yeah. I have not, I found maybe one over the years that I'm like comfortable with.
Yeah.
I had a very bad experience the last time I went, and I have not been back since, and I know that I need to go, so everyone just calm down. Like, I get it, like checkups and things like that. I was literally on the table, knees up, spread out and about, just living life to the fullest while I'm sitting on that table. And this woman, I will say she's in Oakdale. She, because I really don't care. I just am like, I think they closed down. She moved someplace else. But hate this woman to death. Literally said to me while I'm sitting like this in the Starbucks, whole nine yards. She goes, "Have you ever thought of gastric?" And yes. I was like, "I now, mind you, I had just opened the shop. I was maybe in the shop for maybe it was like a year and a half in, maybe 2 years." And she was like, yeah, she's like, you know, my sister just got gastric, blah blah blah. And I was like, I literally was like, I don't even know what to do with this situation. I'm so vulnerable right now. Like, my
you feel violated.
My chick is like, in your face. Like, what is, I want to say so many things, but I can't. Like, I'm like, what words am I allowed to use?
No, and that's like everyone's go-to. All of them. Say that, or like, oh, hey, have you tried Ozempic? Have you considered Ozempic?
Yeah. And
like,
Ozempic wasn't a thing. So she was like, gastric. And I was like, actually, I'm like, I own a plus size bridal shop. Right now, I feel like the poster child for like fat people. I was like, so I really have. So. Yeah. So then she went on to say,
oh God,
I went in. This is hysterical. It's not hysterical. I literally, it's now funny, but I left hysterically crying.
Yeah.
I went in for, I was like, my period was off. Like, I was bleeding a lot. Mm-hmm. She was like, well, you're not even filling like a tampon. Sorry. Your husband over there.
Put your earmuffs on.
Like, perfect. So I went in for irregular.
Yeah.
And she said to me, you probably have, I feel like she called it cancer.
Endometrial cancer.
Yeah. This is what she said to me. And I was like, wait, what? She's like, I'm pretty positive. She's like, but you'll have to come in to do further testing, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, hold on a second. Like, it could just be you're going through, like, perimenopause, nothing like that. By the way, mind you, I'm in my 40s already, because I'm 47 now.
Right.
So this is probably, I'm like 42, 43 years old. So not like you're probably going into, you're changing, your body's changing. Right. She literally went to, you most definitely have cancer. Do you know what it wound up being? A polyp, like the size of like a freaking piece of dust that literally the ultrasound lady was like, this will go away.
And imagine if she just said, hey, you know what? There's something, I just want to take a look at it real quick. Or literally nothing. I would just recommend that you just, let's just double check. Just
immediately. Was like, you're fat. You either need to get gastric. You probably have cancer. So you should just get rid. Like, I left and I got into the car. My husband was waiting for me in the car because I was like, I didn't want to go myself. Literally, I got in the car, the tears. And he was like, what is going on? I'm not afraid of doctors. Like, I don't care about doctors. I'm like, whatever. The tears, the anxiety that I had. And I was like, she basically just told me that I probably have cancer. And he was like, what the
fuck are you talking about? And my husband owns a image diagnostic company. So he was like, no. He's like, we'll figure out, I'll get you someone, I'll come and do ultrasound, like whatever. Yeah. It was literally nothing.
Like, just the jumping to conclusions and stuff too. Like even when I, like when I go in, like my blood pressure is always through the roof. And then I'm like, don't send me to the hospital. I'm fine. I just don't want to be here.
You probably have white jacket syndrome. That's what they call it.
That. Well, I said, I'm like, listen, I just, I'm terrified. Like I promise I'm fine. I'm not freaking out. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to be here. And I think it's just because of how I've been traumatized over the years. I always say, like, I could have fallen and broken my leg. And they'd be like, you know what? Just lose weight. That'll help.
Mm-hmm. 100%. That's always the
go-to. What is that?
Just
like,
lose weight.
You'll be fine. Just lose weight. Yeah, like, okay, you know, great. And I've done that, right? Like, I've been super unhealthy and a skinny, tiny little thing. Like, I wasn't eating. Like, it was really, really bad. Yeah. And I've been, you know, super overweight, and I've been somewhere in between. So, you know, how much of the weight problem is really the medical problem? I don't know. Right. Like, you know, could there be other medical problems going on that we're not treating that we're just attributing to weight?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Probably. Unbelievable. Maybe. Well, healthcare, do better. Goddamn. Yes,
everybody, let's go.
Yeah. So am I thick and tired?
Yep.
It's easy. I got like 5 pairs of shoes this week. I was so super happy because my dog keeps eating them. So that's kind of my tired. My fired. Again with always, the tired. Always I'm tired. Always tired. Tired. And then my tired is that there aren't enough hours in the day for me to get anything done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I have 2 huge baskets of laundry sitting in my bedroom that have not been folded yet. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, this is going to sound terrible, but my cleaning people, they come like, you know, they come for like a couple hours. Shut up. Shut up.
I'm not casting.
They come for like 2 hours. Calvin. They like do the bathroom, stuff like that. And I was like, you can't go in my closet because my clothes are literally everywhere.
Oh my God.
And that's I'm just like, killer. There just aren't enough hours in the day to like get things done anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I feel too busy. Like we're just all us women are just doing so many things.
We're busy because it's all good things.
But it's tiring.
I know.
Like I just
you need a break. You're burnt out.
I need a vacay. Where can you send me?
You do need to go.
I'm gonna
go to
the Holiday.
Can I go with you?
What did I say I was going? We're going to the Holiday and I'm 3:47.
Oh, because
I have a weird story about what's that? You know those hotels?
You better tell it
fast. La Quinta.
La Quinta.
I have a weird story about La Quinta down I think by the airport.
Oh, God. Is this like a PG story?
I'm not going to tell the story, but I just wanted to say that we're passing on the story. You went there for our vacation.
All right. Awesome. So, Marissa, thank you so much again for coming on our podcast.
Thank you so much.
For coming to our store, doing all this fabulous content. It was beautiful. You look amazing
in all
the dresses.
Thank you so much. It was an absolute honor to be here with you guys, and I hope to come back and see you.
Yeah, definitely come back
and see us. It's really not a terrible ride. I don't know how you people drive here, but I will say that. But
like crazy people, that's how we drive here.
I will be willing
to
come back.
There's literally pages dedicated to drivers.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Well, I give a big year, blah, blah, blah. Whatever I'm trying to say. I was going to say I give Marissa a big crown. She was an awesome model today.
And
literally
I would say go follow her.
To put her in
everyone go follow her. Marissa, just give your Instagram one more time.
Yes, guys. It is at the New Jersey Plus Size Bride, and I hope you follow along. We do have a really awesome giveaway coming up. Keeping a little tight-lipped on that. But if you want to follow along, you have a chance to win some really great prizes. So.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Yeah.
All right, girls. So I guess we will
see you next Tuesday. Let's get it.